For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
We have an exciting episode for you guys today, especially for our book talk girlies. This is going to be spoilers for Onyx Storm. Why do you think that so many people love this series?
Oh, well, Zayden. I mean,
yeah. Okay, so many people are like in love with Taryn, and I'm freaked out by that.
In love?
Yes, their crush is Taryn.
That makes me want to yarf.
Hi.
Hey, it's Sarah and Lo Beeston,
your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo!
Yeah!
Hello guys, welcome back to the podcast. We have an exciting episode for you guys today, especially for our book talk girlies.
Yes.
I never thought I'd say that. I never thought I'd be the book talk girl. I literally didn't.
And now this is like what you want to talk about.
Like my life. I love it so freaking much. I'm definitely on book talk. Like every other video is you know that song that I'm in a town on the ordinary.
Alex Warren.
You got my present on ground.
Yes.
That is to every like theory on Onyx Storm or like sad thing. And I'm just like seeing all of them. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Anyway, I just never thought this would be me because I've read literally Twilight and Hunger Games and that was it my entire life. And now I'm so deep into reading.
Yeah.
Like I'm on fifth book of ACOTAR. I've read all three of the Fourth Wing book. Like I just
you just
am
needed
into
to
it.
Find your niche.
And it is wait, what is it called?
Fantasy romance.
Romanticies. They call them romanticies.
Yes.
I'm like, that is my genre.
Yes.
Cuz it gives me like the action that I crave. The like fantasy part, but it also gives me the romance. And I always need a romance. I can't read a book without romance.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny that you say like, oh, Twilight and Hunger Games are the only ones that you've read because that I'm pretty sure that's like half of every girl out there. Those are the only ones I read before reading this book. And I think it's just like, that's how it is. If you don't read, those are the ones you have read. And then other than that, you don't really dabble unless you start this series.
Yes. And we were also just saying like, I don't think I'll ever have a better like romance. I don't know. This has just been my favorite romanticy, I would say. And I just don't know if I'll ever get over it. Like, I don't think anybody can ever compare to it.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
I think girls would say that Throne of Glass is
up there.
Yeah.
I know, but I just haven't read it yet. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I just still don't know. I think it's, you were saying like a first love type of thing where you just like get attached to the first one that you read.
Yeah, I think it's definitely hard to get over.
Yeah.
Even when you're reading other books, you're like, but it's not the same.
Yes. So we thought this episode would be a fun way. If you've read Fourth Wing and Iron Flame and Onyx Storm.
And if you've read just Fourth Wing or Iron Flame, then
save this one for later.
Yeah, don't watch this episode.
This is going to be spoilers for Onyx Storm. And we're going to kind of talk about all the books, but mostly Onyx Storm because that's the one we most recently read. Sarah just finished it today.
Today.
So crazy.
On my drive.
Yes. And so I have done the deep dive. I've gone through all the theories people are so good at making theories and like marking in their books. I'm like, how did you remember that? How did you think of that? Because
some people have already read it like three times and it came out like a month ago.
But their books are just like marked up and they're just like, these are my theories. I'm like, I read that sentence and then moved on and forgot about it. Like, how did you put that together? So anyway, we wrote down a bunch of theories that we've like seen from other people and think ourselves. And we wanted to go over kind of like the series and some of that stuff. So.
Yes.
Okay. So when I first read Fourth Wing, it was last year when we were on our way home from Australia. So it was like almost a year ago. And my friend was literally like hounding me every day. Like, you need to read this book. You're going to love it. Mm-hmm. It's so good. And I kept putting it off because I'm like, no, I don't want to read a book about dragons. Like, no thanks. And I don't know why vampires is better.
But I know. I'm like, vampires and werewolves are straight up.
But I just like wasn't interested. I'm like, no, it's fine. And she just kept messaging me. She knew I would love it. And so I finally was like, fine. Like, I have a 13-hour flight. I'll start it. Could not put it down the entire flight because it got me to the point where I was like invested in the book because it was such a long flight.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Well, the first thing you read is like a rider without a dragon. Or no, a dragon without a rider is a tragedy, but a rider without a dragon is dead. And I read that and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so dumb.
That
like,
was wrong.
Oh, what is it? Yeah, what is it?
I don't know, but whatever you said a rider without a dragon is dead.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, that is it.
That is what it says. Oh,
okay. Okay.
See, this a rider is why without a dragon, if you're
oh yeah,
if your dragon dead. Dies, then the rider's
this is why
dead.
Lauren is leading this episode.
I think, does it say it in all of them or just Fourth Wing? Anyway, it like freaked me out. I was like, I don't know. Like, but then I obviously got super into it. And then I convinced every one of my friends to read it because I was like, you've got to experience this. Yes. This is so freaking good.
Were Britt and Maddie already reading it?
Or no.
Did they started after. Yes. Heather had already read it.
Heather.
She'd already started it. She's like, I can't get into it. Or no.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Actually, if she had started it yet. Actually, don't think she had yet.
I don't know. Yeah.
She had read like all of ACOTAR and that stuff.
Yeah.
I can't remember about Heather, but like everyone was reading at the same time. And I was so happy because we could like talk about it.
Yeah.
But that's when it kind of, but then Iron Flame, everybody was kind of like,
definitely more of a slow burn.
It was harder to read because Violet and Zayden's relationship was just like so annoying.
Yeah.
The entire time I was annoyed at Violet. Yeah. Like I felt like she was just so pissed. Yeah.
And there just like wasn't a lot going on, I feel like, in that book until the very end.
Yeah.
It was just very slow. It was like them kind of fighting, going back and forth. And then like there wasn't a lot of action. It was just kind of this. Yeah, it was harder to get through.
Yeah. On the she's still one. Like in the school and like. Mm-hmm. But when they captured her and they brought Liam back.
Yeah. Yeah. There was, were some there really some good points parts, in it. But then it was
and
just
obviously
kinda,
the end. But yeah.
I feel like
it was slower than Fourth Wing.
I feel like it was, and Onyx Storm. I feel like Onyx Storm was way more entertaining throughout the book. And that one was kind of like up, down, up, down.
Yes.
Up, down.
Like you kind of have to, it's like the new moon of Twilight series where you kind of just have to get through it and you're kind of like, okay. But yeah, that was kind of how it was for us. Let's see. Why do you think that so many people love this book or this series?
Oh, well, Zayden. I mean,
yeah. I feel like the romance is really good.
Yeah, it's the romance is good. It's the plot is good. The characters are all good. You like get very connected to the characters really fast. And yeah, I think it's all of that. Like it has a little bit of everything. It has some humor. It has action, love, like it has pretty much everything. Yeah. That's why
like the storyline is really interesting too. Like it's not just the romance. It's like it has this really deep, crazy storyline as well going on.
Yeah.
They're trying to win this war and all this stuff. And so
guys enjoy reading it. The guys that have read it, I think a lot of guys are just kind of standoffish to reading it because they just hear the girls like gawking over Zayden and they're like, okay, well, but we're like, no, apart from that, there's like a really good storyline. There's like good, really good stuff in the back, like the politics and the what's going to happen with all the kingdoms and the, all the different lands. And it's just like a fun world to be in.
Yeah.
But the guys are given a chance. They like it. So
I saw this TikTok that was like, this guy was saying he had recommended Fourth Wing to his grandma because he's like, oh, she's gonna love this.
That's so bad.
And there's only like one or two scenes of like love making scenes in the Fourth Wing book. Yeah. And then there's not that many in Iron Flame as well. But in Onyx Storm, he's like, then I started reading Onyx Storm. He's like, my grandma's going to know that I read this and she's going to read it. And how am I ever going to look at her again? Yeah, I definitely wouldn't recommend it.
All of them. I would have crumbled at the first one if my family had read the first.
Oh my gosh, I know. I definitely would recommend this to people who are like
ready to go. It's usually not the older generation. Like a lot of our parents are probably not going to enjoy.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it to parents or like grandparents, but
at least our parents. Some people's parents like really like that. I know.
I don't know. Yeah, it depends on it. Just know that it's heavy on some of the romance.
Well, there's like a lot of curse words too. Like it's not just that. It like depends on what your
what's their
parents
type.
Are like. What is their type? Like, do they like language? Do they like sex? Like, can they handle it more?
Yeah, yeah. For
not
sure.
Like, do they like it? But can they? Yeah. What's the level?
Do they like watching rated R movies?
Yeah,
like that would kind be of a gauge good it on that.
Yeah. TV mature.
TV mature. Okay. Okay, with Violet, what is your thoughts on her as like the main protagonist?
I like her. Mm-hmm. And normally I get like kind of bugged with some of the girls that are like the main characters of things. Like, not just for Twilight, but Bella does get buggy. Like a lot throughout the movies and throughout the thing. And I feel like Violet's a way more like strong character.
Yeah.
And I like that about her, that she's like has really good values and like, but she's tiny, but she's like mighty. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, it went from literally Fourth Wing, where she's this breakable, everyone, Dane's like, run, Violet, like, get away, protect Violet, because she's the most feared one.
Yeah.
She's the lightning wielder who wields straight up power, not just lightning. Like
the most sought after.
She's
warrior.
Now the most powerful, even though she's the most breakable.
Yeah.
Like she was. Before, she was literally like breaking bones every 2 seconds. She was so weak, so fragile, didn't grow up trying to train to become a fighter. Mm-hmm. And she had to like learn all this stuff.
Yeah.
And she was terrible at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then now she's like the most like feared.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like everyone fears her. It's so cool. I love that her character has turned into that. Mm-hmm. I will say she bugged me so freaking bad in the second book. Just because she wouldn't forgive Zayden for having his signet.
That's what I mean. That's what it made it slow. It was just like, whoa, you're mad about things that like you shouldn't be mad about.
Yes.
But
well,
she didn't really give us any of that in this book.
Do you remember?
She didn't have annoying
parts. Yeah, exactly. Like in this book, I felt like she was so confident. Mm. And she was so confident in herself and in Zayden's love. And so then it wasn't an annoying thing. Like she was just like, no, like she was standing
up. She was the one keeping them together versus the other one. She was like, and he kept saying like, no, I love you. It's you. And
like, do you remember when he was like going to tell her and he was scared that she wasn't going to love him anymore?
Yes.
Then when she told him, he's like, see, it took 3 seconds or when he told her and he like saw it in her eyes and her face that like she had didn't love him anymore. And he's like, it took 3 seconds
for
you to fall out of love with me or whatever. Oh, it broke my heart.
So sad.
But that's the only time she really bothered me, because I feel like she just held on to, she's like, why didn't you tell me all these things? He's like, because you were best friends with Dane, who can literally figure out, like, that's the reason they got caught up in that first fight where Liam died, like, was because Dane read her mind or whatever. Mm-hmm. He can read mine. No. What can Dane do?
If he touches.
He can see inside her thoughts.
Yeah, yes. if he touches them.
But yeah, so I'm like, I feel like he was protecting certain things for good reason. Yeah. I do feel like he was annoying with keeping everything a secret. Mm-hmm. Like how he had a fiance.
Yeah.
And then she didn't, she had to like find out when she's meeting this girl.
Yeah.
And anyway.
I just don't know when that would come up though. I'm like,
I mean,
feel like
before they go, like he could be like,
oh yeah.
Cause
he knew that she was going to be
there. They discussed Kat and it's like, he kind of just tiptoed around
that's
it. And
true.
It's like, here's your room, Zayden. And you used to like, and yeah,
it was awkward. It's so they made awkward. You really not like her in the beginning.
Kat. Yeah. She was,
and
Kat.
Then she became better in the last book.
The last book. Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, Violet's character development was awesome.
Amazing.
And she is a bad A boss B, and it's cool. And it's like, oh, she's the one like protecting everyone else.
Yes. Versus, even though she's this tiniest little fragile girl.
And it took 2 books for people to see her like that instead of like I don't know, this little piece of glass that could break.
Yes.
Which, and in the end, she's just like not scared. She's like, I don't care how much I have to do. Like, I'm going to win. And
I'm going to win, and I'm going to live, and I'm going to save Zayden. Yeah. Like, she's like,
even when she was fragile, I still really liked her because I was like, oh, she's just really smart. And she's like fearless, like, even with the situation that she had to deal with.
Yeah.
Of, like being in front of these dragons. And like, I love the difference and the contrast between the most powerful dragon picking like the weakest.
Yes.
Weakest, like the most biggest, frail. Most like powerful. The fact that Taryn did that, I like love Taryn. Because I'm like, oh, he like picked the weakest looking human, but now he like saw her potential. Yeah. And I think it's really sweet that like still he's like, he's such a hard on the outside, but like knows what she can be.
Exactly.
On the inside, and it's sweet.
Okay. So many people are like in love with Taryn, and I'm freaked out by that.
In love?
Yes. Like they like their crushes Taryn.
That makes me want to yarf. Although I can't yarf at that because I used to like love Simba when I watched Lion King.
That's
true.
I mean, so, Taryn's a baddie, but like he's a dragon. So
he's a dragon. I think it's, for me, it's even weirder though, because like I listened to the audiobook of,
and he's old
and his voice is just like, rawr, like it's just such a weird thing. And I'm like, no, that's not right for you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, if you're like me and sometimes you're struggling to find a way to get your kids to eat healthier and get all the vitamins and minerals they need, then I need to tell you about something right now. I'm so excited to introduce you to Beam Kids All-in-One Super Powder. It just launched and you need to get your hands on it today. It has more than 40 essential ingredients to fuel healthy growth, including greens, pre and probiotics, fruits, and vitamins. And what's even better is it comes in a chocolate milk flavor kids love. It's amazing because it's pediatrician formulated, so you know you can trust it. Beam Kids has 13 times the vitamins than the other common kids supplements. It has been so amazing, and every night my kids ask for their chocolate milk and they freaking love it. All you have to do is simply mix one scoop of Beam Kids with 8 ounces of water or milk, shake, stir, or froth, and enjoy, making it a convenient addition to any meal or drink. Beam Kids is now available online at shopbeam.com/fairlyodd. Because you're a listener to my show, you can take advantage of their limited time pricing of up to 35% off plus 2 free gifts using code fairlyodd. Get your Beam Kids and your free gifts by heading over to shopbeam.com/fairlyodd. Enter the code fairlyodd. That's shopbeam.com/fairlyodd and use the code fairlyodd for up to 35% off.
That is weird a little bit.
I just picture him like, why do I picture him so old?
I just picture him so old. Well, I think he is. Isn't he? He's like so massive. And
I don't know. It's funny.
Let's see. Like any of those people that are like saying Taryn over Zayden, then I'm concerned.
No, yeah,
I'm like, okay, concerning. I don't know. Concerning. Like, there's so many good males in the series that if you like Taryn over any of them, like Bodhi or Garrick or like Liam, it's like we have some concerns.
Yeah,
because there's so many good guys in the series.
What's crazy is that Rebecca, I've been watching a bunch of like her conventions and answering questions, and Rebecca's the person that wrote this book. In this series, and she was saying that when she wrote Liam in, she knew he was going to die. Like, she knew he wasn't going to last. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, why? People asked why. And she's like, because he was perfect.
He was
there was nowhere for him to go or grow. And she's like, once they have nowhere to grow, it's like, what do I do with you? I can't give you a character arc or
then
whatever.
It's just sad.
And I'm like, but Liam, like, couldn't you have kept him a little longer?
Just a little longer, at least to the second book. No. Although it would have been maybe more heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's true.
At that point.
Oh, he was literally the best.
He is.
Did you cry at any points in any of the books?
Yeah, I know I did. I can't think. I think when Liam died, I cried. And then her mom dying, I shed a tear. And then the end of this one, I got close, but I was also like late. So I was like remaining, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Like you weren't like as invested in what was going on.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like a happy, like honestly, sometimes when Zayden's talking to her, I'm like, oh, Like, yes. That's so cute.
Like I'll get choked up when I
yeah.
read certain
especially
things.
When you know he's like going full venom and you're just like, you know, it's a matter of when
yes.
throughout the and book. Like, and that's one of my like, theories. This is sad.
Which we'll get into later. But yeah, we'll return to that. But it is so sad knowing that he is like, knew he was a lost cause.
Yeah.
And yeah, somebody said that this was Onyx Storm was Zayden's love letter to Violet. And I couldn't agree more. Like, yeah. I just feel like that was so true. And I loved this book so freaking mm-hmm. much. I thought it rivaled Fourth Wing for me, the first book.
Yeah.
Like, it was so good.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed, like, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was so I much going on. I hope
that the fourth can keep
that momentum, energy.
Which yes. I feel like there's enough that has to happen in the fourth book because it's the last one, right?
I hope that half of it is Zayden's POV because I just hate that he's not going to be in.
Yeah.
In it. Like, maybe he will be, but, like,
I think he'll be in it more than we think.
I hope so.
I think so because I think she knows how much people are attached to him. And I think she, whether it's like Violet walking into his dreams, I think they'll be spending time together.
Yeah. I also saw Rebecca say, because if you're feeling hopeless after reading Onyx Storm, because it's like, how are they going to get back from this? He's full of venom, whatever. I think she said one of the things to have going into the next book is hope,
uh-huh.
which gave me hope. Yeah. I was like, okay, like,
well, you know, she's not going to end the book with them, like, not being together.
I wonder if it's going to be, they end up together, but they end up on the wrong side or like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm scared.
I
don't know,
because if they, I think probably not, because if they were both venom, then the other people like wouldn't really stand a chance.
Yeah.
Like the kingdoms would just fall.
That's so true,
you know.
But I'm also scared that they just end up both dying together
because honestly that wouldn't be that bad though.
I would be so sad, but it's just because you know how everything in the little blurbs above the chapters, it says like it alludes to the fact that this is after Zayden and Violet have gone, mm-hmm. like that they're dead.
But that could just be like the book ends and it's like, it could be like letters. This could be like for their kids or something.
Yeah, like this after, was their
yeah, like this is from, their life
and
story.
And I'm hoping it's that.
Yeah.
And not that they're dying.
She's got to throw a bone. She knows.
Come on now.
Yeah. No one wants it to end bad.
Yeah. We need it.
Who knows?
Need it to end good.
I think she's probably learned after like watching if she knows like Game of Thrones or like anything, like people are not going to be happy if it doesn't end
well.
Well, like the way that people. Well. Yeah, because like the writers and the creators thought they were being so
sneaky,
cool, like changing the ending and have it be a sad thing, you know, and then everyone was pissed off and they got the wrath. So I'm like, I feel like she knows, like she can't really ruin the story.
Yeah.
But who knows? She could just for kicks. I mean, it's her choice.
Yeah, so. That's very true. What were your thoughts on Zayden when you first met him? Was it an instant love? Did you have to grow to love him? Oh. Was it, for me, I know my answer.
Oh, it was just instant.
Yeah.
I mean,
immediately.
I don't know who it wouldn't be.
He's literally instant. Like introduced and you're just like, and she's like, I want to climb him like a tree. He's the hottest person I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then he's like he was like immediately wanting to beat her up or whatever. But I think. Okay, I saw this theory because I want to reread them now knowing that he can read intentions because he knew that Jack Barlow was going right after Violet and he was kind of like, you need to go now. And people are saying like he pushed her to go do that because he knew she needed time away from Jack so that Jack wouldn't like go and kill her because he could read intentions and see that he was going to do that. But who the frick knows? Because he was supposed to protect her.
Yeah, but he also, like, at the beginning could have just really not liked her. Like, do you know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm sure he didn't. Like, I'm sure. But he could always read her intentions.
Yeah.
Which, how
and
funny
knew
is
that
it?
They were good.
Yeah. How and funny that is he, it, though? She just. That, like, her first thought is, like, I want to climb him like a tree and, like, whatever. And he's just like, you need to go now. Like, whatever. He's all hearty. But then he's, like, probably giggling in his head. Yeah. Like, oh, she's.
Just a harmless girl.
She's into me.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that was just instant. But I always am like, oh, it's like, how do you not like him? Like, who's reading it and like doesn't like him?
But what's funny is like, I liked Dane a lot in the beginning and it was such a switch where like the second Violet gets icked out, she wrote it so well because I was immediately like, ew, get away. Like, I need Dane to go.
Yeah. Dane yeah. was just so annoying. Like, didn't treat her like a person that could do anything.
Yeah.
Just kept putting her down, and you're just, enough is enough mm-hmm. at some point.
It's crazy that he had his character arc in this last book, and everyone's, like, obsessed with Dane now.
Yeah.
Like, everyone that hated him.
Well, Rebecca really likes Dane.
Yeah.
She defends him in every interview.
Yeah.
Anyone that she, I saw her freak out. When someone booed Dane or something in one of the book things, she was like, he is amazing. Like, fully defended him and was like, I love Dane. So he's got to be a part in the next book.
I think he's going to be a big part. And I think Sloane is going to be a big part of the next book. And I think that Sloane and Dane are going to be love interests in the next book. That's the vibes I'm getting from
and
them.
And Imogen and Garrick.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see more of them.
Yeah.
What would you say was your favorite scene from this book, from Onyx Storm?
Oh my gosh, that's hard. Do you have one? Do you have a favorite?
I have an absolute favorite from Fourth Wing when she bonded both the dragons.
Yeah.
I was like hooting and hollering.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, what?
Yeah.
What? I don't think anything shocked. Like, I was just already so stoked that she got Taryn. And then when she got in Darna, I was just like, no freaking way. Because at first I was like, oh, is she going to bond like the tiny dragon? Like, oh, like this is so, like, of course she's the tiniest and she has to have the tiny dragon. And then when it was Taryn, the biggest, I was like, yes. And then she bonds
a little tiny
in Darna. And I was just like, no freaking way.
That is such a good scene.
And I love that Zayden, like, was watching her at threshing and, like, helped.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite scenes in Onyx Storm was the very end when, like, the very end of it where Zayden's, like, using every ounce of power and, like, channeling. But, like, you see the, I liked from Violet's point of view where you, like, see the shadows, but she doesn't know where he is, but she knows that, like, he's, like, watching over her and, like, making sure she's okay. But, like, and she knows, like, oh, he's, like, using ounce. Yeah. He's done. But, like, it was just such a act of love at the time,
and I was just like, Violet,
it was such a heart-wrenching, like, so cute to see someone, like, protect someone like that, but he wasn't there, and I was like, they're not together, but he's still, like, making himself known, like, I'm still gonna protect you no matter what,
even if I'm venom,
even if I'm gone, you know? I think that was probably my favorite part.
Oh yeah, that was,
I mean, there were so many good parts. That funny part where they're Riddick and her, like, on the mountain fighting. And she, like, she like channels the lightning and then comes down and, like, talks to Zayden. I like the little funny
banter
of it too.
But like, one of my favorite scenes was when Zayden freaking beat up the prince for, like, flirting with Violet and basically asking her out, and he, like, slammed him against the wall.
Oh,
and Violet's like, are you freaking kidding me?
What was his name again?
I can't remember.
He died, didn't he?
No.
No, where did he go? He was in the book for so long.
Also, so funny when he was in the basket getting carried by the dragon.
Yes.
He's like, get in your basket now.
Yes. What was his name?
Oh, I can't remember. He's so annoying, though.
So annoying. Holden?
No. Holden.
Is that Holden?
I think it is.
Holden in the basket.
That was so funny.
Yeah, it was just funny, like, how I liked seeing the jealous side of Zayden, because you normally don't see that.
He could keep it controlled before, but now that he's Venom, he, like, didn't have control over his anger.
Yeah.
And so every time he just, like,
it was funny to watch him just treat him like a little, like, little punching bag.
Like, yeah, he's like,
he was nothing to him.
Sorry,
but he just,
I, like, totally didn't see you there.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that made me, like, all of their banter through this whole freaking book was so good. I just loved the push and pull.
Yeah,
when he was, like, the professor and they couldn't, like, be together, I was like, ah. And then when they were doing the training and he wrapped her in the shadows and he's like, find my shadow, I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was
like,
so good.
Everything was just so freaking good.
So good.
Our favorite time of the night is definitely that 5 to 9 p.m. when it's all about rewinding, relaxing, and making your home into more of a sanctuary after a long day. And a thing that has really helped enhance our homes is Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth products are designed to transform your space into the coziest place possible. We have had Cozy Earth in our house since 2020. We have their bamboo sheet set, their pajamas, and I also have their socks. And when I tell you, every single product is the most high quality. Their sheets are absolutely amazing. They have temperature regulation, and I'm a hot sleeper, so they're very breathable. They use enhanced fabric, durable weave that won't pill. And the best part is they have a risk-free comfort trial, so you can transform your space with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all Cozy Earth bedding and bath products. So you love them or you send them back, but trust me, you're not going to want to send them back. Luxury shouldn't be out of reach. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our exclusive code FAIRLYODD for 40% off best-selling sheets, towels, pajamas, and more. And if you get the post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth right here through us. Sanctuary awaits at Cozy Earth.
What would you say shocked you the most in this book?
Probably when they finally, I think what shocked me was when they finally found Andarna's like kind. And then they were so rude to her and just like shunned her. I expected them not to like jump on board right away and help her. But I was actually just shocked at like how rude they treated her. Yeah. Just like, you'll never be one of us. You're just like, they treated her like she was just this broken, awful thing. And she was still just so little.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, whoa. And then the other part I was shocked about is when that guy just got the arrow through his heart randomly.
That was so crazy.
Who was he again?
That was Kat's.
Kat's like love interest, but love I can't interest, remember.
But he was a writer.
Yeah.
Or he was a flyer, wasn't he? Yeah. He was a flyer and he was just on their squad.
Yeah.
But they, finally became love interest. Yeah. He finally like stopped being in love with Zayden. Yeah, for
that
once.
Part I just wasn't, I think I was like casually reading that part. Yes. I was like, oh, the gift. And then I didn't like think
they
it would
really just.
Yeah, I didn't think it would go that far.
You.
To just like, oh, he just
arrow
died.
To the heart.
Like, and it was and like, they're all he just didn't standing even have there to, like having
then they had to thank them.
Yeah,
not
be like,
react.
Yay. Thank awesome. You. Awesome. And Kat's dying in the corner. Mm. And then obviously the end, like who wouldn't be shocked at the end when she like wakes up and doesn't know what's going on.
And she's freaking married.
Yeah. And she's married. Like obviously that was shocking. We're all like, wait, what is going on?
That was so crazy.
What shocked you?
Those things. And when I found out that the reason that her hair is silver at the ends was because her dad took her to get dedicated at Dune. And
I
they,
still don't really understand that. Like they didn't their hair turns silver.
Yes. When you get fully like
all
dedicated.
The way silver.
Yeah, all the way silver when you're fully dedicated to Dune.
Okay.
That's why Theophany had been dedicated and she had that tattoo on her forehead that was like faded.
Yeah.
And that's why she ended up conquering her at the end because she had the whatever.
But the little girl that she saw with the same hair as her, what was the story
so
with that?
So she's like, probably she got, partially dedicated and will be fully dedicated once she's a little older. But they wouldn't dedicate Violet fully because they couldn't see her path. And they were saying that either her, they were saying someone that she'll turn for someone she loves or someone that loves her will, like something along the lines of somebody's going to become Venom because of her. So we can't fully dedicate her. And in the end, so like then her dad and her mom were freaking out because they thought she was going to turn Venom, but it's like, obviously in hindsight, it was Zayden who turns for her. So she, that kind of shocked me because I was just like, what was he doing?
Yeah, you just never thought her also, hair had any meaning.
Yeah. And it was just kind of weird that when she saw all the silver haired people, like she didn't like talk about that more later.
Yeah.
Like she kind of like saw him, was like, whoa, mental note. And then just kind of like tucked that away.
Yeah.
I would be like asking them every question in the book.
I think she did that on purpose because when she first saw the little girl, then she said, oh, that's weird. But then Taryn kept being like, focus on what we're doing. And so like, and then she's like, wait, but da 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 da. Yeah. And then he kept bringing it back.
Like he didn't want her like, to think about it.
She probably didn't want to touch on that until the very end, obviously.
Okay, wait, how would you rate the books out of 10 going, you know, all three?
I would say Fourth Wing was like 8.5 out of 10.
What?
Really?
I would say 10 out of 10.
10 Fourth out Wing? Of 10?
What would get better than Fourth Wing?
I don't know. I felt like there were moments where I was like, okay, like I'm bored a little bit.
That was
but
Iron Flame.
8.5 is like so good. 8.5.
Okay, yeah.
We
you
could
rate
say,
it, you rate
we
it
could say
rate
like
it.
9 maybe.
No, yeah. Rate it how you would rate it. Sorry.
Iron Flame, I'd say like a solid 7 maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Whoa. That's even being like a little generous on that one. I didn't love Iron Flame. And then Onyx, I would say 9.5 out of 10.
Oh, you liked it better than Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I did. I did like it better.
Okay, good to know.
But
I would literally...
She's like 10 out of 10, 9 and a half, wing, 10 out of 10. Literally,
I would rate Fourth Wing 10 out of 10 for real. It just like everything was a surprise in that book. Like everything shocked me because I just didn't know what was coming like at all. Mm-hmm. And so like the dragons, the talking in the head, the like when they find their bond and it's like they can talk to each other in their minds. I'm just like mind blown every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And I just don't think anything will like shock me like that would. And then I would say Iron Flame 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then I still liked it. I still liked it, but it was just like an annoying, it was annoying some parts. And then Onyx Storm, I would give a 10, a 10 out of 10.
So you liked it. Literally. So you like them equal. You like the first and the third very like fully equal.
I would say I like them very equal. I love, cause like, I just love how the first one is set up and then it makes you really appreciate Onyx Storm because it's just like a love letter and you're just so happy to like see them back in that place.
Okay. If you had to burn one forever, which one would you burn?
The middle one.
No, no, no. I mean like out of one or three, if you had to burn one of them and you could only read one, because you have to have one that you like a little bit more.
No.
Yes. They're if you had babies. To burn one of them, which one? Answer it. There has to be one that you would not live without and one that you
that's really hard. Like is it like you burn it and you've never read it, like you don't remember it?
No.
Or you burn it and you keep it
but you can never read it again.
You can never reread. It's so hard because I want to go back and literally reread Fourth Wing to like remember everything. I guess I would burn I don't know. Maybe Onyx Storm.
Yeah.
Just because like the first one, you just have all the new stuff coming in.
Yeah. You want to reread it.
Yeah. But I literally still a 10 out of 10.
It's tough.
Still a 10 out of 10.
11 out of 10. You should have done one 11 out of 10 and the other one 10 out of 10.
Truthfully, they're both 11 out of 10s. If I was being completely honest.
Oh my gosh. That is so good.
Let's see. Okay, so now I just kind of want to go over the theories that we've both seen, the ones that we believe and think that are going to happen in the next book. So if you're on that book hangover like we are, then this is just going to kind of help you through that. Cure that sadness. I finished 2 days.
So literally. I haven't gotten super into the hangover because I haven't been in a moment where I'm like, oh, I could read.
Yes.
So,
But yeah, I've been in the hangover for a few weeks now, so I'm ready to get into this. Okay, so first things first, the brother at the end of the book, when he when Zayden is with Bruin, how do you say his name? Bruin, the sage.
Yes.
And he and Zayden says, like, I have a new brother, like my brother turned. And he's like watched him stumble and fall throughout this whole book, become Venon, and he like chooses to turn Venon, and he's like crushed that he like did that. People like, I think it's Bodhi. You said that too.
I definitely think this is what I think though. Like, I initially am like, oh, it's fully Bodhi.
Yes.
But then I'm in my head thinking, well, she would have to know that people are thinking that it's Bodhi. So was it Garrick when Imogen is like, he looks so tired
but
to
then
me
it's like an obvious choice too, because he calls them both his brother.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people think it's Garrick because he was like, I'm at the end, like I have no more in me. He was like, I'm gonna do something, I have to do something. So it's like he was near
burnout.
They're
both obvious. I definitely still think it's Bodhi.
I definitely think it's Bodhi, but like,
I wouldn't be shocked if it was.
Maybe I'll be proved wrong. But yeah, my theory of it being Bodhi. So I got a lot of these theories from Emma Holbrook. So shout out to her because she has crazy amounts of theories on all of like every book in the world.
Yeah.
And so it was fun to watch hers after I was going through my reading book hole, because it just like gave me all the ideas. And I'm like, yes, I totally believe that. But okay, so Bodhi tells Zayden in on page 460, he's like, I'm not going to be your backup plan. Like, stop. Because Zayden kept being like, you're not in this war. Like, stop fighting. Like, I need you to stay alive so that you can be Tirindor's Duke, whatever. And Bodhi was like, stop. I'm not your backup plan. He was pissed the entire book, making him feel like, I'm not doing this. And he tells Zayden, I was born to be your right hand, and that's what I'm going to be. That's what I'm meant to be. And so I think that that's just like, also Rebecca Yarros always says that Bodhi just does whatever Zayden does.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like a character that was looking, always like looking through the window, not really connected with all these people, just kind of like watching. And I don't know. I just think that it was for sure him that pulled. And when he and Violet were fighting Theophany and he had to like use his powers to, he tried to use his powers to stop her storm. Violet tells him like, you need to stop because you're not, strong enough to fight her Signet.
Yeah, just leave. Yeah.
And you need to go. And I think, and Rebecca Yarros also said like, because somebody asked, what do we need to pay attention to find out who the new brother is? And she said, you need to pay attention to who's missing at the end and who feels like they need more. Like they can't give enough.
Well, and I think Bodhi's probably so sick of people telling him like, you gotta go. Like, this is not a place for you. Like, you're not strong enough. Like, you can't, we need to keep you alive.
Yeah.
And he was definitely probably annoyed at that. And Violet's telling him the same trigger that Zayden's always telling him at the end. And he's just like, well, I'm going to do something about it.
Yeah. So then there's that other part where Theophany's storm is clearing up. Uh-huh. And people are saying like, that's when Bodhi probably channeled. He was retching. He was seen retching on his hands and knees on the grass. And that could be when he channeled. And he was using his new venom powers to combat Theophany's signet and like clearing the skies for Violet.
Very, very likely.
Yeah. Yeah. So the reason people are saying it's Garrick is because he was at his end of his signet and people were like, he had nothing else to give.
Looked tired
and like wanted to help anyway. Uh-huh. So a lot of other people are saying it's Brennan, which I'm just like, no, it's not freaking Brennan.
Yeah. I don't see that.
He was back like helping. Like, why would he
there's
be
just not
Violet?
Enough
like,
info. There's not enough clues for it to be. That would just be like out of left field.
He wouldn't be shocked that Violet is married. He wouldn't have been shocked that, like, he wouldn't
unless
be there.
He's just playing. Violet.
He's like, so that's another theory, actually, is that. So you know how in the book people are saying that Violet will say Brennan's eyes are amber and it reminds me of my dad or whatever. They said that once Zayden turned full venom, his eyes were now amber instead of onyx. And so people are like, oh, is Brennan already venom?
Oh.
And
like one of the secret ones?
Yes, one of the secret ones.
I think if he was, I don't know, he just was so helpful in this book. It would just be weird that he did all the things that he did, but he was venom. I don't know.
I know, but he could be like,
he healed
on the
Violet
inside
like a bajillion times. Yeah. And Violet was like the one person they were trying to get to. It'd be kind of weird.
Yeah. They also were saying, okay, so my theory is that they kept talking about Naolin. Naolin was Taryn's first writer, and he died with Brennan in the war because he drew too much saving Brennan. But obviously, I think he's still alive, and I think he turned venom to save Brennan's life. I think Brennan and Naolin were lovers, and they say that Brennan has like a rune on his hand, and people think that Naolin gave that rune to him, and that somehow, if Naolin is evil in the next book, hopefully he's not. Hopefully he helps Zayden, but if he's evil,
is Naolin alive?
Yeah, I think for sure.
Oh, so we just know that he turned?
No, we don't know that. This is all theory.
Wait, then how would he not be bonded to Taryn?
Because Taryn broke his connection with him the second he turned venom. Oh, so sometimes you can keep...
You can do that? See, that's where I'm confused. It's like, what are the rules of the...
I think so.
Because I thought it was only the Andarna's kind. What are they calling it?
Andarna's kind that can break
that can break those bonds.
The
bond.
I think that if you go venom, it's like maybe up to the dragon to stay or go.
Is that why Sigale was like,
Sigil's staying with Zayden.
Yeah, that's weird though. They didn't really clarify that.
Yeah, that is interesting. Like, you can keep your dragon, but not all Venon have a dragon.
So like, you think Naolin's just like Venon?
I chilling. Think he's Venon, and I think that he, like, it's possible that he's been controlling Brennan through the rune. Mm. Maybe because Rebecca says that we're gonna see a huge betrayal in the next book.
Oh,
so it's maybe possible it's Brennan.
I could see that. I don't see Brennan as a Venon, I don't think, but I could see that.
Like him being like
controlled. Yeah,
like,
I could see something like that.
And also, since they're so in love, maybe he like turns for Naolin or something. Yeah. I don't know. But it's funny because Taryn always talks about, like, whenever Violet brings up Naolin or his previous writer, he says, we don't talk about the one that came before. Like, he always shuts it down.
What if Naolin is like the head of the head?
Literally, he could be
the guy. The guy. Like, Theophany was just like a little
pawn,
and Naolin is like the one.
Yeah. And so,
because like, there has to be like a head, a King Venon.
King Venon, yeah. And then he also always throughout all the books tells Violet, don't take too much. Only take what you can handle. Don't, like, he's always talking her through it. I think because he's so scared of what happened with Naolin. He, like, doesn't want to lose Violet that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's the proof of him being alive and being Venon. Mm. What do you think?
Yeah. No, it makes total sense. I just was confused on the, like, I thought he died in that.
Yes. So,
like,
that's what they say in the book. That's, like, after like he died,
I just am confused. I mean, like, on the whole Bond thing, I think that's why I was like, oh, that didn't cross my mind, because I just thought like the dragon couldn't break the bond.
Yeah, I think once they go Venon, it's kind of like just up, like, to the dragon,
because the dragon, like, can be like, do I want to be a Venon?
Yes, because dragon, that's my, or do I want to be a,
gotcha,
because Theophany said, like, if you turn Venon, you don't have to give up. Oh,
you don't have to give, up, have to your give up your dragon,
but I think maybe Naolin gave up Taryn.
Oh, it was his choice?
Yes.
That would make more sense.
That would make more sense, because she said the, like, dragon, you can keep your dragon if you want that.
Yeah.
But he probably broke.
I feel like Taryn. It would have to be a two-way thing, because the dragons are so, like, stubborn. I know. I think, yeah, maybe like they both have to decide.
But Taryn was probably like, hell no, I'm out of here.
Yeah, seriously. Like, yeah.
You're done.
Like, no, you're done.
At the end of the book, obviously we see that Zayden and Violet are married. She has a ring on her finger, but what's interesting is she, walks up, and Brennan kind of looks really shocked when he sees her, kind of before he sees the ring, he's like shocked. And then he sees the ring and he's like super shocked too. I think that she's now fully dedicated to Dune and her whole hair is silver. I think she had to do that in order to save Zayden's soul.
To do the marriage or to...
When they got married. Yeah, because the priestess of Dune is who married them.
Yeah.
And I think that Violet during that got fully dedicated to Dune, because they saw like her, they saw her end or whatever, and fully dedicated. And so I think Brennan saw her all silver hair and was like, what did you do? And then
that
saw
would be
the ring.
Crazy.
Yeah, wouldn't that be crazy?
I'd love to see a nice hair change.
I know. That'd be like fun. All silver. Like
in the, when they make the series, that would be fun to have a hair change. Yeah. It's like when Elsa like was wearing her normal clothes and then changed into
rips into
the beautiful dress or something. Yes. That would be sick.
So we have 12 hours that we can't account for. Violet wakes up in the field and she's freaking like, I'm married, what happened? Has no recollection of the last 12 hours. And Brennan's like, you've been missing for 12 hours. She and Zayden got married by the priestess of Dune. And I think, so Arik has the signet to see the future and basically see the end of things, which is crazy. A crazy signet to have, because now he probably knows when he's going to die and like everything. It's so crazy. And he's been seeing, I think, through this whole book, almost all of the book, how things are going to go. And I think he's been working side by side with Zayden. And they've been like coming up with this plan all along, because he knew what was going to happen. And that's why I think Zayden knew all along, even though he would give Violet these little bits of hope. I think he always knew that his end was going to be turned full venom, and that's why he had this plan in place.
That's why he was moping around.
Yes, that's why he was like, this is what it's going to be. It's a matter of time.
Yeah.
You know, like he knew.
Because normally he doesn't strike me as the personality to like give up. Yeah. So it's weird to see him like that through the book, but it makes sense. He probably knew.
Yes.
What was coming, which was sad. He was just trying to enjoy his last moments with her. Yes.
And that's why it's so, because like Violet just had all this hope and he was just like, it's a matter of time, you know?
Yeah.
He made a lot of comments about Arik through the book, which makes me think they were actually working together, because he was like, oh, I have a strange alliance with Arik that would be inconvenient to break his trust or whatever. And so I think that they were definitely
in cahoots
planning this all out. And when Arik gave Violet the orders to protect Dune's temple, and she was like, why the f would I protect Dune's temple? I'm gonna protect,
like, they're gonna get married. Yes,
because he knew that like Zayden was gonna turn Venon and they needed to get married in the in the Priestess of Dune. And so that's why the Priestess of Dune married them, because she owed them a favor for saving the temple.
Yeah.
And she had said, like, I owe you and Rhiannon.
I'm so glad that I am not, that we read this in the book and not saw this on like a TV show. I don't know. Because I think seeing it, like, or you know that she just randomly at the very end of this book wakes up with a ring on and then it ends like that. And you're like, okay, what the frick? Like, we're going to have time to read the next book before.
Yes.
Because some people are not going to read the books and they're just going to watch the show.
And then be like,
and imagine how like cliffhanger you'd have to be. I mean, we have to cliffhang for like the next book.
Yeah.
It's just kind of the same thing. But I just am like, watching that would be crazy. Yes. Like reading it's crazy. But to see a ring on her finger and you're like, this has to keep going. Like, I need answers.
And you also were like, show me the wedding.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Because you know they're going to show us the wedding in the fourth.
Yeah. But, like, I'm like, please. Somehow, some way, we're gonna see it from Zayden's POV.
Yeah,
from hopefully Imogen, since her signet can
such
wipe
a short
memories,
wedding though.
Like, maybe she can bring memories back.
Yeah, I hope they do a re-wedding. Yeah. Like, I would love if the fourth one ended with like an actual insane like royal king and queen or whatever.
It's not just the fourth.
Oh, it's really
there's fourth and fifth.
Oh frick! Okay, never mind. So long. We're in for the long haul. I thought it was the end on the next one.
We have two more books.
At some point, I think they need a redo wedding,
and I need the 12 hours filled in. Like, I need the whole POV.
Yeah, but you know that one was like, okay, let's go, and it wasn't like I want them to have like a beautiful wedding day with all their friends and family.
I cannot.
I don't know.
It's literally gonna be so good. So Violet for sure agreed to this wedding, and Zayden wanted to get married to her so that he could hand Violet Tarrandor and it could stay in the family. I think that's another like huge proof that Bodhi's the brother, because he now can't rule Tarrandor.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't want to, it would have fallen to him.
Yeah.
And now that they're married, she can protect Tarrandor. Yeah. She promised.
But you don't think that the note was talking about Tarrandor? You.
Not that
I don't think it,
but was. I think that's why they got married.
Oh yeah,
they for got sure. married. That's why they so got that married. She can protect Tarrandor. Yeah. And then I think that somehow, okay, so when he's turning Venon, and he's doing full Venon, and he's doing his shadows, Violet sends out to the bond, I love you. She just says, I love you, to Zayden. And he feels that and he kind of brushes over it. And then he goes, no, wait. And he like grabs it and he holds onto that one strand of like humanity. And that's his like one piece of his soul that he saves. I think that he gives that piece to Violet during the wedding, during something. I don't know if it has to do with his box that he got gifted at the Zanal or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he gave it to her. Maybe it's in her wedding ring, but he writes her a note when she wakes up and not knowing what happened the last 12 hours. It says, don't look for me. It's yours now. And I think he's referring to his soul when he says it's yours now, because he never referred to Tirindor as an it. He always referred to this place as a her. And so, yeah, I think that he's saying to Violet, like, don't look for me. Like, my soul, my last piece of humanity, my soul is yours now.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be the key to finding out how to freaking save him, or like,
yeah,
how to hold on to him. I don't know what that's going to freaking look like right now. It's looking bleak as frick. Like, there's no answers. But I think also with Violet's new signet, which what did you think of Violet's new signet when she got that?
The dream
when you found out that it's dream walking, were you like stoked? Were you kind of like disappointed?
No, I think that Rebecca wouldn't have put that in there if it wasn't like really important to like the next books.
Yeah.
So I'm like stoked. I think like she can use that a lot, especially now that she doesn't have contact with Zayden. I think it's going to be a huge part in the next book. Yeah. So that's how she sees him, is through dreams.
Yeah.
So I was stoked. I'm like, okay, like she doesn't need a more power.
No,
signet,
so like, she already wields pure power.
Yeah. So
the only thing, I was a little disappointed, I'm not gonna lie, just because every single time, like when she saw the Irids, for instance, and they were like disgusted at Andarna for giving her the signet that they gave her. We didn't know her power at the time, like what it was, dreamwalking. And I'm just like, oh man, like what is her second signet that it is so crazy that like the Irids like are disgusted. Theophany's like scared of her, not scared of her, but just like everyone just says how dangerous she is. And I'm like, yeah, she has like the power, but like what is her second signet? So I think I was just expecting something like insane.
Yeah,
but
I like, feel like now that is insane. It though. Is
like in the beginning though, I was like,
because that's like people's like memories, it's what they want, it's like literally everything.
Yes, but so. In the beginning I like read it and it was like a dream walker, like you're gonna go into random people's dreams, like,
oh yeah,
okay, what are you gonna do
I
with
could
that
see
and how then you. I figured out like that's how she's going to freaking figure out and get all the knowledge that she needs. Because right now, which also is crazy because Rebecca Yarros was like, there's one person alive that could teach her this signet that has the signet. And it's freaking Bruin. It's Bruin.
Yeah.
The Zayden sage.
Uh-huh.
And obviously he held Zayden in his dreams every freaking night. And was dreamwalking in Zayden's dreams.
That's what I mean, is I think like her, it's going to develop to where the point she can like actually do stuff in
she's
people's
gonna
dreams.
She's going to go into, it's going to be so dangerous.
That's why I think it's like such a cool, like I always thought of it as like, oh, this is just only going to get crazier. Because right when they're like babies when they first develop the signets.
Yes.
And like, they're not powerful with it. So it's just like, oh, this has to be like crazy because she's just gonna get better and better at it to where she can like actually physically do things to people in dreams, just like the sage can with
Zayden. And Rebecca was like, we've seen like 10% of her power with that signet, and I'm like, oh yeah, like it's gonna get freaking crazy, and she's gonna go into hopefully all these Venon's people's dreams and get the knowledge that she's been talking about, because all of this
for
time,
sure,
this whole book, she's like, I just need more knowledge, like more book, like anything to get me the knowledge to save Zayden.
Yeah, but really she is the one that's
gonna hold
it.
That
someone's not gonna give it to her, but she'll find it. Okay, so one of my theories that was, well, I think a lot of people think this at the end, is that when Andarna, first of all, she leaves and then comes back and fully helps protect Violet, which is so cute. I think all of us expected her to come back at some point. I didn't know if it would be in this book though, because they make it sound like when she's leaving that there's gonna be a ton of training and she's gonna be gone for a long time. So I just was like, oh, maybe she'll come back in maybe this book, but probably like the next book.
Yeah,
because she has to be gone for so long. But at the very end, people are saying like, oh, the reason why Taryn is like down is because she had to break Sigale and Taryn's bond and the bond between all of them. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think for sure. I think the obviously Violet and Zayden can't be connected right now. Mm-hmm. Like it just compromises Violet and it compromises Zayden. Like she just knew that that couldn't be there and he knew. And then obviously they're going to be away. They're not going to be able to be together, and Taryn and Sigale can't be apart for that long with their bond. So I think for sure that had to happen. When Violet reaches for Taryn at the end, she feels like a fogginess. And she asks Andarna, like, where is Taryn? And she's like, he's resting, he's recovering.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the freak is he recovering from? He was fine. And so I think that he's
alludes
recovering
to
from
the
bond. And then she also reaches for Zayden and she feels that it's gone. Yeah.
And I think people are, what makes sense to this, to make this theory true, is people are thinking like, oh, Anne Darnell's time was like way different than like for her, it was like 10 years. And for Violet, it's like 10 weeks that she was gone or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's like, it's kind of the only way that would make sense, because when her family's like talking about, they're like, you have to learn all our ways. And it like sounds like this huge thing. And it's like, how would she know how to already break the bond
and how to get
if it wasn't like time was not distorted in some way. So it's like Anne Darnell could be like fully trained and just in this short amount of time. That wasn't confirmed, but like that's the only thing that makes sense in my head, because I'm like that was so short for her to be gone. She already knows how to do all these crazy what is that, Irid things.
Yes. Like, and I hope, like my hope is that she didn't break the bond but just bent it or like changed it enough to make it so that they could live apart and that their minds could be free of each other. Because then obviously we want them to be bonded down the line, because that's so freaking sad.
But I think if she could unbond, she can rebond.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For sure. Oh, one of the random things that Rebecca said is that each gift that was given at Zanal was for a purpose. And so
I can't even remember them.
Honestly. I know they're all random, but like Zayden gets that glass box. So that's why I'm like, does that have something to do with keeping his or his soul in there, like what? And then
maybe Violet, she puts the compass in the glass box,
maybe,
because people are saying that the compass is going to be the way that she finds the broken compass.
Yeah, or maybe it's
the way she finds him or whatever.
Maybe it's how she finds him. Maybe it's how, like, once she's fully dedicated and her path is set, maybe the compass works in order to find what she needs to find or whatever. And then, but Dane gets slapped, and you know how he can read minds when he's touching. So I'm like, did he see something when he got slapped? Yeah, he
probably did.
Yeah, I'm just like, what are all these meanings
of
the things? Yeah, so those are all the
interesting,
all the theories and craziness that happens at the end of this book. It's so much. There's so much.
And you guys should comment your theories.
Yes.
If you have any that we didn't cover, like you think while you were reading the book.
Yeah,
we would love to hear them.
I would love to hear them. It's like my favorite thing to talk about. And it's just so fun. So fun to like theorize and like try and figure out what is going to go on.
See if there any of those are right in the next books.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, maybe they'll come out with the Fourth Wing TV series.
Please. And please just cast like, them right. Please.
It's so tough. I don't know if they'd ever find like the right casting.
The thing is like Zayden's 6'4".
Yeah.
And
the guy that like, they're thinking is going to pay
him. And
is
all like 5'9". Actors are like 5'8". Yeah. So I don't know.
It's going to be tough shoes to fill. I think people, no matter, even if he was like as close as you could get to Zayden, it's like people are still going to be mad. Like, I would be scared to take that job.
Yeah, you're still going to have Zayden AI in your head.
Exactly. Like, I'd be scared to be like, yeah, I'm going to be Zayden, because there's so many people that are like,
I feel like there are people for Violet, though. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, Violet's a lot easier to like pick out. I don't know why.
She's just like a petite, like pretty girl. Yes.
And I don't think the girls honestly care as much what Violet looks like.
Yeah.
And that's the fan base is girls.
Yeah, that's so true.
We want someone that's very beautiful and hot, and that's all our we need.
Yeah.
Like for Zayden, people are looking for
specific
perfection. People are literally looking for an AI person that doesn't exist. That's
so true.
And the girls are like, we just need someone pretty and frail and cute and then dye her hair silver.
Yeah,
like, that's all we need.
Exactly.
It's so sad. But yeah, no, we're not going to be as hard on Violet unless it was like way out of
pocket. I just feel like there's also so many like hot chicks that could do it.
So many. Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway.
We're freaking excited.
Yes.
And I hope you liked this little book talk podcast episode. It was fun to like go through everything and like actually be able to talk it out. So that was fun for me. Was it fun for you?
It was so fun because I finished it today.
So exciting. But anyway, we love you guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.